الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا قمتم إلى الصلاة فاغسلوا وجوهكم وأيديكم إلى آخر الآية. We have been commanded that when we start our namaz before, must make our wudu. We can't make namaz without wudu. And for wudu, many of us, we make our wudu at home. And we have made our bathrooms also such that to facilitate our wudu. Many of us have got a wudu khana in the bathroom. But we haven't thought of another very basic thing, that our toilet we did not separate it. And because it isn't separate, so we can't read the du'as when we are making wudu. And we'll try to explain to see how much we are missing out. What valuable, valuable du'as they are. But just because we didn't do that little thing, we haven't got that Islamic concept, Islamic ethos, that the toilet must be separate. We are so flooded, our brains are flooded with the Western way of life, that the bathroom, the whole, it's a complex. For most of us, the bathroom is a big complex. And in there, we did not make arrangement that the toilet must be separate, which is a basic thing of our deen. And also we should reflect on ourselves that that thing is still lacking in us, that we didn't think about that. But we are very quick to pass, make remarks about other people. Anyone else makes a mistake or something, then we will be very quick to pass remarks and condemn that person. But with regard to ourselves, just because we made a wuzu khana, and that also all of us should think, how much do we use that wuzu khana? We made it, but do we use it, or we still use the basin? In spite of the fact that we made, and did we try and make that wuzu khana facing qibla also? That is also one of the etiquettes of wuzu, that we should face qibla when we make wuzu. And it should be that we should sit and make wuzu. Unfortunately, we find, like here in the madrasa also, many, many students, they stand and make wudu. Though the tap is there facing towards qibla, there's a seat there, everything. But it's just in their way of the people from where they come, that they stand and make wudu. And we lose out so much, which is a big sunnah of wudu, that we sit and make wudu. But though many of us have made the facility, a tap for wuzu at the bottom to set, but we seldom use it. We still just use the basin. And our toilet, we did not separate it. And as we had explained, it isn't any big deal to make it separate. We don't even need change alteration. Just hanging a little curtain, and a curtain rail which can be suspended from the ceiling, and today it's done in so very neat, tidy ways. And then just have a curtain, and the minute you just draw the curtain, now the toilet is separate. Now in that whole, in the whole bathroom, you are now safe. You can read all your du'as, everything. Very many years ago, a young lady, girl, phoned and said, my mother passed away in the bathroom while making wuzu. So she was very worried. The toilet is also there, so she passed away in the toilet. So if our maut comes there also, so it is like our maut has come in the toilet. When we haven't separated it, it is like our maut has come in the toilet. Allah save us all, give us all good maut. So just for this little adjustment, we are losing out tremendously. So some of the du'as that we should recite, one is Bismillah walhamdulillah. If we recite that du'a, as long as our wudu is, farishtas are making du'a for us. Some people, wudu stays for 5 hours, 8 hours, 10 hours also. And as long as that wudu is there, the farishtas are making du'a. But we don't think about making the du'a, of making the sunnah du'as, any other du'as, And or we do think, but because we are in the toilet, we can't make it. So what a deprivation. Just because that little bit we haven't done, and now we are not reading the dua, and we are losing the duas of the malaika. And we did not. We don't even have to ask them. We don't have to beg them to make dua. We just read Bismillah, walhamdulillah. Other duas which are also mentioned, when we start our dua, our wudu, Bismillahil Azeem, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. And just Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. But none of them we can make if the toilet is part of our huge complex. And we haven't separated the toilet. After that, then there is a dua. This is not a sunnah dua for wuzu, but it has been taught by Buzurgani Deen, and the value of the duas are very, very great. And we do, and this also will make our wudu become very valuable. And it won't be just a matter of washing ourselves, but then it will really have the spiritual value. So when we start, Allahumma tahir fami, oh Allah, purify my mouth. If the mouth is purified, now what comes out will be also pure. When we talk, all that swearing, slandering, backbiting, when our mouth is pure, so then everything will be pure. We are depriving ourselves of that also. وَنَوِّرْ قَلْبِي. And O Allah, fill my heart with nur. And what the nur, أَلَا إِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ لَمُضْغَةٌ إِذَا صَلَحَتْ صَلَحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّ. There is a piece of flesh in the body. If that is right, everything will be right. And if the heart is filled with nur, then everything is going, our whole life will go right. So we can see that salah, wudu, which is salah, miftahus salah, the key of namaz, it is the key of everything. Wudu is a very great ibadat. But just because we are living in that Western way, and we don't think of it, and we deprive ourselves of all these duas. Wahassin farji, and O Allah, protect my private parts. Then the bad thoughts won't come also. Many people have this great problem that bad thoughts we get. All the time we are getting bad thoughts. So especially at the time when making wudu which is a key, and we use, and that key, all the teeth must be correct also. Then it will open the lock. And if it is a remote key, you just press a button. So this Allah Ta'ala has given us in our wuzu. So our private parts will be purified and will be protected. وَحَرِّمْ جَسَدِي عَلَى النَّارِ. And O Allah, make haram my body on the fire of Jahannam. What a great thing. All this we are missing out. And there are many other duas which Buzurgs have written, very good duas also. All that we can read which duas we wish to. But there is so much of goodness, and كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يذكر ربه على كل أحيانه أو كما قال. That Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام should remember Allah Ta'ala at every step of his life. And as Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib rahmatullah alayh, when he passed away, and his janaza was being taken, very, very big crowd, we can understand, lot of people. And each one was desirous, I must also carry the bier, the janaza of Maulana. At least I must have a hand in there. Because of that, it was being jostled, pushed, pulled, from this side to that side, all were trying. One great buzurg was there, he had it announced and said, that please make the arrangement for Maulana's janaza to go straight to the qabr. And it mustn't be pulled this way and that way, and all this delay which is taking place. He said, because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is waiting for Maulana. And to keep Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam waiting is a very great bi'adabi, great disrespect. Then he also mentioned the reason for that, where on the one side, Maulana's great work of tabligh, the great benefits which are still carrying on, but the reason he mentioned that Maulana was very particular of all duas of the various occasions. All the different things we do, there is a dua. For everything there is a dua. So if we make those du'as, a person will automatically be in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. So it's a great virtue to be making du'as. And our wudu also, every step that we go through, we should be making these du'as. Then a sunnah du'a is, Allahumma ighfir li zambi, O Allah, forgive me my gunas. وَوَسْتَعْ لِي فِي دَارِي, and make my house spacious for me, that I don't go around sports grounds, shopping malls and this place, that place, even not the resorts and this holiday and that holiday. I find all my comfort in my house. And I find my house is my sanctuary. And I feel safe and protected in my house. And that should be really how a mu'min, for his needs of going a man for jamaat namaz, janaza, visiting the sick, that's all in order. Or to go and earn our living, to go and work for it, that is, but unnecessarily, just going around. And today, just to pass time, if there is no time to pass, where a person finds a moment also extra, the pious would say that all your extra time you have, give it to me, I need it. You people, you want to pass it, you don't know what to do with it. So give it to me, I'm very much in need of it. So Allah, so وَوَسَّعْ لِي فِي دَارِي وَبَارِكْ لِي فِي رِزْقِي, and give me barakat in my rozi. That is where barakat is. Barakat is not in a second job. Barakat is not in overtime work. Barakat is, we raise the barakat. Make dua to Allah. You staying at home, the one dua before, وَوَسْتَعْلِ فِي دَارِ, let me be staying at home. And it's not that necessary for you to be going out to work, وَبَارِكْ لِي فِي رِزْقِ, and give me barakat in my rosy. And barakat also, there is so much of detail. Barakat is not earning a lot of amount of money. And if there is no barakat in all that, then it is gone in doctor's fees, in some legal fees, a court case, yeah. All that money is gone there. All that money is gone, you had lawn in your garden or in your driveway. Now, just that one thought came, I must have pavers. Now you spend a huge amount taking out the lawn, putting pavers. After a few months or so, no, it looks dead, this pavers. There's no life in it. Lawn is the right thing, there's life in that. So you reverse it again. So all your money, you're thinking you are spending it right, but it is being wasted. You're going now for a holiday to go and relax, and you're going for an overseas destination with the whole family. 500,000, half a million rand people easily are spending on these type of holidays. And when you come back from there, you are more tired. And now you want to rest now, that I'm very tired. And it was very taxing. And when you are at home, everything to use, anything you want to use is there available. You went for holiday, and especially holiday season. Now there are a lot of people for the lift, you are waiting so long there. And you are waiting to check in, you are waiting so long. And if you have come before your time, they'll give you your room only at 10 o'clock, and you are there at 7 o'clock, and you are exhausted and tired. Now you have to sit on those couches and catch up on your sleep there. Whereas at home, you made arrangement, you got the best bed that you wanted. And all your comfort you got at home. But this is when brains become upside down. And this is when, what is called, that we have the PhD, permanent head damage. And we think we are very clever. And people feel very offended when they are told that a PhD is permanent head damage. But when you act like that, they have the cap first, you have to wear it. And such people, Allah Ta'ala Himself says, Allah innahum humusufa, they are the stupid ones. Who do this all upside down and wrong things, they are the stupid ones. So Allah says they are sufaha. And they can call the righteous people, the sahaba, they can call them sufaha. But Allah says, you are the sufaha. You are not the stupid people. People don't like it, so say stupid. They are the stupid people, so they don't have to feel offended also. So they are the stupid people who do follow that. So, barakat of rozi. And then when a person starts washing his hands, these are not sunnah du'as, but very valuable du'as taught by our elders. Allahumma a'inna ala zikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Oh Allah, aid us, help us on making your zikr. We can never do anything on our own. Oh Allah, I'm doing this great work of wudu. And by the barakat of this wudu, you help me, you aid me making your zikr all the time. And once that tawfiq comes from Allah, then you won't be able to stay without zikr. Like we can't stay without oxygen, you won't be able to stay without the zikr. And in fact, your dua will be that, oh Allah, every moment of mine must be with your zikr. Mere har bune muh se nikle zikr tera. From every hair of mine, your zikr must come out. And you will enjoy that zikr. And that you will say, that when I make your zikr, oh Allah, I feel like honey is coming out from every hair of my body. I am drowned in sweet, sweet honey. The zikr of Allah is most sweet. If we are not feeling like a person who is sick, he doesn't want to eat samosa. When my daughter, she was small still, she had to go for tonsils operation. And many people brought ice cream for her. When you have tonsils, they say you must eat ice cream. And she didn't eat, she was not eating. I was thinking, if the visitors go, I'll have all this ice cream. So you enjoy that ice cream. So the zikr of Allah Ta'ala is so enjoyable, but we not enjoy. If you are sick, you don't enjoy it. She was small, she couldn't eat the ice cream. She couldn't enjoy it. So when you are sick, you don't enjoy the zikr of Allah. Come out of the sickness, and then you'll be waiting to eat all the ice cream. And you alone eat bowls and bowls of ice cream. Especially wonderful homemade ice cream. There's no doubt in it also. Then you enjoy that even more. Aina ala zikrika wa shukrika. And making your shukr. To make shukr is what a great ibadat. Which also, and a sweet ibadat also. It is enjoyable to make shukr to somebody. But those also we are deprived of. Our wives, for example, when we are eating, they will give us our food as they know we want it. If we like our tea at the beginning of the meal, it will be there. If we like it at the end of the meal, it will be there. We like it with sugar, with honey, accordingly, everything, but no shukr. And when a person makes shukr, he himself will feel the sweetness of shukr. But that is also, unfortunately, we are deprived. And if we make this dua while making wudu, but just because we didn't make that toilet separate, even if we are conscious of the duas, we can't make them. And because of that, we have become unconscious of the duas. So even if we are making them in the masjid wudu khana, where we can, but most of us don't make these duas. Our wudu is just a dry wudu. Whereas wudu was supposed to be so valuable, and we depriving ourselves so much. Wa husni ibadatik. And oh Allah, bless me with the best of your ibadah. There are many degrees. Allah guide us to what is right, and in the right, the best. It's not just a matter of doing the right thing, but to do the best in the right. There are many things you can do in the right things, but to do the best. Oh Allah, you guide me. And we are asking that with the key of our namaz. So our whole life then will go accordingly. And what great benefits that person's life. But how many wuzus we have made today? In our lives, how many? But we deprived ourselves of all this goodness. Allah give us tawfiq to become conscious and take. Our lives are very, very short. Where we got time to waste? We have to maximize. And then after that, when we are cleaning our mouth, Allahumma istini min hawdi nabiyyika Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, let me drink of the whole the kawthar from the well of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such that shurbatan هنيئة لا أزمع بعده أبدا. Such a drink which is so palatable, enjoyable, and that I'll never feel thirsty after that again. So when we are making wudu, how sweet that wudu will be becoming. And then after, when we are cleaning our nose, Allahumma arifni ra'ihat al-jannah. Oh Allah, give me the fragrance of Jannah. وَلَا تَرِحْنِي رَاعِهَةَ النَّارِ. And oh Allah, save me from the smells and the stenches of Jahannam. There will be terrible screaming in Jahannam. There will be terrible smells in Jahannam. The azab of Jahannam, we cannot comprehend it. Because besides all the other physical, mental punishment that will be there, just imagine a loud, loud noise, banging, screaming all the time. Allah save us all. Those places where bombs are falling all the time. How do those, just the sounds of the bombs exploding, just gunfire sometimes we hear. And it may be far, but it appears that it was just outside our house. But it was far away. That we cannot. And stenches and smells. What terrible smells there will be. There will be screaming from all sides in Jahannam. And then when washing the face, Allahumma bayyid wajhi yawma tabyadhu alwujuh, when the faces will be whitened, oh Allah, make my face also of the white faces. I mustn't be on that day, wala taswaddu wajhi yawma taswaddu alwujuh. Don't make my face black on that day. What if our faces have to be turned black? Ugly. Not only black, but ugly on that day. So when washing the face, make that dua also. And as it comes in the hadith, we should try and make that little bit muraqabah. When washing the various parts of the body, all the gunas go out with the water. Or bi akhiri qatri al-ma. Or with the last drop of water, all the gunas, you are becoming pure now. So with all the gunas that we had committed when washing the face, gunas of the eyes that we had committed, gunas of the mouth that we had committed, gunas of the nose, what we had smelled, somebody's scent, and somebody's perfume which we were not supposed to smell. All that also, all those gunas, Allah Ta'ala make them maaf. Then when washing the hands, Allahumma aafini kitabi bi yameeni. Give me my book of records on the day of Qiyamah in my right hand. That will be a sign that these people will be the successful ones. Who get the record of deeds, these are those who have passed. And all the record of deeds will fly from under the arsh of Allah. By the qudrat of Allah, everyone perfectly will get his own record of deeds. And if it's meant for your right hand, it will come in your right hand. And that will be a sign that you are now safe, that your record, that you have passed. Your report has come, a pass mark report. And don't let me be given my book of records in my left hand. And not from my back. For the people for whom it will be given in their left hands, behind their back, that they have failed. And the misery that sets in at that time, that now I have failed. So what wuzu, all these, what valuable du'as. We should be setting aside time for du'a. But even if we don't, we just make our wuzu du'as. Other du'as, how many du'as? And only to our credit, only to our benefit. Otherwise, we're just making a wudu, and then in most places, rushing, slapdash wudu. And then not even a proper wudu we have made. And then our namaz also. The quality of namaz depends on the quality of wudu. So a person who made all these du'as, his quality of wudu is so high. So automatically his namaz is going to be like that. And he will get all the benefit. But when we don't, then we can see, then the quality of our namaz also goes down completely. And then when making masah, Allahumma dhillini tahta arshi, yawma la dhilla illa dhillu. Oh Allah, give me the shade of your throne on that day when there will be no shade besides yours. now our summer period, and we don't really have that summer, but yet just little what is called a heat wave, and then we are feeling too hot. We can't take that heat. And what is that? Maybe it's gone to 34 degrees, 35 degrees, but where it's 50 degrees, 52 degrees, 54 degrees, and there are those places in the world. And where the people are poor, they don't have fridges also. They are living in the jungles, etc. And the day of Qiyamah, what is 50 and 100 degrees also? What will it be? So Allah, as I'm making masa of my head, I'm begging you, on the day of Qiyamah, give me the shade of your throne. When the sun will be just overhead, now when the sun is about 150,000 kilometers away from us, and we can't take the heat just when it, a little few degrees, it has come more closer to the earth. We can't take that heat. What will it be on the day of it? All this will remind us of the reality of life, of Akhirat also. And we will be worried then on the day of Qiyamah, I must have also the shade of the throne of Allah Ta'ala. وَلَا بَاقٍ إِلَّا وَجْهُكَ. On that day, there will be nobody that will remain but Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And when making masa of the ears, اللهم اجعلني من الذين يستمعون القول. Make me among those people who listen to the right words. فَيَتَّبِعُ أَحْسَنَ. And then follow the best of what I've heard. So that we, to listen, we first of all don't listen. And when we listen, we don't remember, we don't think about it again, but to follow not only what was said, the best of what was said. One word, one advice can be given to somebody, and an honorable, righteous person, it wasn't said to him, but he takes great advice from it, and he acts upon it. And there are five people you said the same word to. Everyone benefits from it at different levels and degrees. And some of them benefit fully. So, فَيَتَّبِعُ أَحْسَنَ. He follows the best of that which was said. And Ustad gives a sabak in the class. And there are 20 students, 200 students, everyone according to his own capacity. So in wuzu we started, so we will benefit the most. After that we will be making namaz. The imam will be reading, from his qiraat we'll benefit accordingly. Otherwise most of us no benefit. And why the imam reading long today? He's reading too long, etc. Imam wants to boast and show how beautiful he can read. We getting cross here. But if we are correct, we will benefit from the recitation of the imam also. And then when we are making masa of the neck, then Allahumma aatik raqabati minan nar. Oh Allah, set my neck free from the fire of Jahannam. And that worry should be with us all the time. If we read this dua, the real worries that we should have. Today we got worries of small things. That my one tire is flat, I have to get that fixed up. Or another small thing. All these things are big worries for us. And we're getting cross on us. Why you didn't fix this up? Why you didn't do that? But our worry of Akhirat, of being set free from the fire of Jahannam. So if we remind ourselves in wudu all the time, how valuable our wudu becomes, our namaz, our life, the real purpose of life comes to the fore. And when we washing our legs, a very great thing, Allahumma thabbit qadamayya ala siraat yawma tazillu al-aqdam. Oh Allah, keep my legs firm on the full siraat, the bridge over Jahannam. When legs will be just slipping, left, right and center, people will be slipping and falling down into Jahannam. How lot we should have that worry. But we don't even think about it. We make our wuzu, at least that thought will come to us. And the more the thought and the worry, then we will walk straight in life also. Here also we are walking crooked all the time. We are thinking that I am walking very straight, but we are walking very crooked all the time. So this is also a very important aspect. And then after that, during wuzu, that dua, Allahumma, أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك. اللهم اغفر لي ذنبي ووسع لي في داري وبارك لي في رزقي can be read anywhere in the wuzu. But preferably our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, when washing your face, otherwise any, but read it at least once in your wuzu. Then when washing the face, or at any time, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali said that wuzu is not complete without Durood Sharif. So during your wuzu, at least read one time Durood. And Shaykhul Hind Rahmatullah Ali taught a very valuable durood, and which is very appropriate to read in wuzu time, that Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad bi'adadi kulli da'in wa dawa'in bi'adadi kulli illatin wa shifa'in. And he said this is a cure for all incurable diseases. All diseases which are incurable, this durood is a cure for it. So our spiritual diseases, our physical, our mental, all our other emotional, all diseases, read the dua. We have been given everything, we're not using it. And we have deprived ourselves, we went in the western way, we made our whole houses, bathroom, we made it a big complex. And that also we made it as their complexes. We didn't make it an Islamic complex. Whereas everything in Islam, simple. Our one bathroom, the cost of it is sufficient to build a house for somebody. There are people who live in their simple ways. In fact, one time, I stayed in an alim's house, and the size of his bathroom and the things that go with it, that's the change room, some cupboards, etc., was more bigger than my whole house also. Just his bathroom and that. Not the bedroom, just the bathroom and everything attached to it. And that also an alim. So simplicity is gone almost out of our lives. And if we, with that amount of money, we could have built somebody 2-3 people's houses. Simple little houses, we could have built those houses for them. So that is a great dua also. And when making mutta, a sunnah dua is Hakaza Amarani Rabbi. As we're making basa of the beard, read Hakaza Amarani Rabbi. This is how my Allah commanded me to do. How you feel happy that what my Allah told me to do, I'm doing that. But just because we haven't got the toilet separate, we are deprived of all this. And that deprivation led to total deprivation. Even where we have the opportunity to do it, we're forgotten. We don't do it. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. And let us get proper deen and this idea of us that I'm very pious, very dindar. That must go completely out of us. And may we make lot of tawbah, istighfar. A person who does that, Allah loves that person. And then Allah leads and guides him towards righteousness. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.